President Dr. Masoud Chaab dictating history and physical on Fai Abu Ghazali, A-B-U-G-H-A-Z-A-L-E-H, Fay, F-A-Y-E. Date of birth is 3/24/1934. Date of service is 5/6/2024. Miss patient is a 90-year-old female with history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, history of DVT/PE on anticoagulation with Eliquis, who was admitted to the hospital at Chelsea Hospital for frequent falls and generalized weakness. She fell and hit her right arm, then hit the back of her head. She did complain of spinning sensation. She lost her balance and fell backwards. Patient denied any complaints of any headaches. Or any nausea, vomiting. Patient was seen in the emergency room. A chest x-ray was done. We showed no acute cardiopulmonary process. Patient did have an x-ray of the right humerus. We showed no acute findings. CT scan of the head as well as the cervical spine was done. We showed no acute intracranial abnormality and no acute cervical spine fracture. Patient was admitted to the hospital with generalized weakness and vertigo. Her symptoms did improve. She was seen by physical therapy. Patient was evaluated by physical therapy as well as occupational therapy and was recommended subacute rehab. Patient was admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denied any complaints of chest pain, denied any headaches, denied any complaints of any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of DVT/PE. History of osteoarthritis. History of neuropathy. History of obesity. And degenerative joint disease. Also history of spinal stenosis. History of dizziness. And balance problem. Past surgical history has been significant for tonsillectomy, hip arthroplasty, partial hysterectomy, hernia repair, and dilatation and curettage of the uterus. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Social history, smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran unreactive to light. Economical movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart, SNS2. Review of system. Cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, she denies any complaints of discomfort with urination, no blood in the urine, no complaints of urgency or frequency, no history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains off and on, no history of arthralgia or somalgia. She does have history of frequent falls and generalized weakness. Neurological, she denies any history of TIA or CVA. She denies any complaints of any tremors. She does complaints of generalized weakness, history of neuropathy. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's wake were run and active to light. Its nuclear movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, oriented times 3. No focal weakness, moving all four extremities. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, next, recurrent falls, next, hypertension, next, hypothyroidism, next, hyperlipidemia, next, history of DVT/PE, next, history of neuropathy, next, DJD. Transplant patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor her progress. Will continue current medications. Will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.